Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's Tyler Palumbus and D-Mac.
If you got a question for Mount Palumbus, speak 303-713-1043. We'll get to it in a second. Doing some research. We found an example of what's going on with Deshaun Watson in NFL history. It goes back a ways, though. The Patriots picked Jim Plunkett as the number one overall quarterback in the early 70s. And 4 years into his career in 1976, they dealt him for three number ones and a number two to the 49ers. Now, what is stunning is that the 49ers 2 years later just released Jim Plunkett, which seems crazy, especially when Jim Plunkett stays in the Bay, ends up with the Raiders, and ends up winning two Super Bowls with the Raiders. Boy, I'm assuming they were in the Bay then. Maybe, yeah, Oakland. I think they were still in Oakland then. They weren't in L.A. So he ended up, and by the way, he is the only quarterback in NFL history to not be in the Hall of Fame who has won two Super Bowls. And I'm sure Ben will go in. I'm sure Eli will go in. Actually, that is kind of crazy why Jim Plunkett's not in the Hall of Fame with two Super Bowl wins. So we did find a similar example. How did it work out for the Patriots? Crap. They had Steve Grogan. I can attest to this because this is when I was a Patriots fan when I was a kid. Patriots didn't do anything with Steve Grogan. Never went anywhere. Nothing. In fact, it wasn't until 1983 when they drafted Tony Eason in that famous 83 draft class that they ended up going to the Super Bowl a few years later and got smashed by the Bears, if you remember that. But it didn't work out for the Patriots.
Well, unfortunately, you could look at that one either way. I mean, you could look at it that two teams gave up on him. Two. You know, I mean, the 49ers gave up a haul, and that was a haul. They gave up on him in 2 years. There's clearly something wrong with them in his first... I don't know, how many years was that? 4 years
six
in the
years.
NFL?
Six years.
Right. There was something off about him. I don't know anything about him. I don't know his history. I certainly wasn't alive.
I'd make the argument the problem wasn't with him. It was with the 49ers. And why would they give up that haul to give up on him? The guy went on and won two NFL Super Bowl championships.
Well, why would two teams give up on him?
I can't answer that either. They probably shouldn't have. They shouldn't have. The guy went on at some point. You committed to him. He went on to win two Super Bowls.
My gut tells me that this is not anything similar. My gut tells me that his first 4 years in the NFL doesn't look anything like Deshaun Watson. I mean, otherwise, why in the world are all these teams moving on from him?
Listen.
I don't know. Maybe they do.
It is by far the closest example. Good job, Kevin and Richie, looking it up. And maybe that's more Kevin than Richie. Richie got on something else. I don't know. I can't speak for him. They're both awesome. Mm. Alabama, Florida.
I mean, I do have a favorite, but.
Really?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is like having a favorite kid.
I know. I mean, I like one of them more than the other.
Yeah. How?
You think you know, or?
No, I don't. Who is it? Who do you like better? All right. So that, hey, man, good research. So there's a bit of precedent, but talk about rare. I mean, we go back to 1976. Or something that's
well, there you
even
go. And you just look at the haul that they got back in 1976. Of course, Deshaun Watson is worth three first rounders.
There you go. So it's done. That is where he's now. We also did more research. Maybe this is more Richie than Kevin. They're working together. They're awesome, both of them. I love them the same. Apparently, the rumor for Houston is that if they do this deal, they want those first round picks sooner than later. There's three teams that have multiple first round picks in this year's draft. The Jaguars.
Well, you know what? That makes sense because Texans need it badly.
Of course. The Jaguars, Jets, and the Dolphins. The Jags are unlikely to give it up because you got Trevor Lawrence coming down the way, but.
Ooh, hold on.
Well, I'll get there. I promise you. But the Jets and Dolphins, you could see it as well. However, it brings us to Mount Palumbus Speak, where you can throw in your question at 303-713-1043. This is from Tim in Broomfield, and he says, well, Tyler, would you rather have Deshaun Watson or Trevor Lawrence?
Mount Palumbus. Speak!
So that is such an interesting question. And let me point out, too, to add on to Tim, Jacksonville, I don't need research on this, is in Florida the same as Miami.
There you go.
No
state income. Right. It really is a fascinating question that I think you have to actually consider. I mean, Deshaun Watson, three-time Pro Bowler, he's still young. You know the stats. You know the game translates. There's no question about it whether Deshaun Watson works in the NFL, right? And I know that Trevor Lawrence is a generational prospect. I get it. I know he's Andrew Luck. He's Peyton Manning. But, man, guys don't work out all the time. It happens. Now, I say that, and there's only one deciding factor that makes me say I'd rather have Trevor Lawrence. I would rather have Trevor Lawrence only because you can get 5 years really, really cheap. Whereas with Deshaun Watson, he's already paid, and you got to pay a lot of money, right?
Correct.
If Deshaun Watson were still on his rookie deal and you had a handful of years, I would take Deshaun Watson because I would prefer the proven product, right? And Lord knows, I mean, I think Trevor Lawrence is going to be fantastic, but it happens all the time, man. Happens all the time. But the allure of 5 years of cheap football, being able to build around him, that's hard. You can't pass that up.
You cannot. It's tricky, though, because there's not a lot of guys that have a higher ceiling than Deshaun Watson, but I believe not only is he cheaper, but the ceiling for Trevor Lawrence is even higher.
I mean, that's the dream. That is the dream situation. You get a generational prospect. And by the way, Jacksonville has tons of money. They've got all kinds of cap space. They can do whatever they want right now.
Yeah. Yeah, why would they arguably go for a quarterback, arguably, who might not be as good and spend all sorts of money that they don't have to?
You certainly can, within reason, gamble that Trevor Lawrence is going to be a top five quarterback in the NFL. You can reasonably assume that.
You know what I've learned in life? Without a question of a doubt, there's always somebody better than you.
Oh, yeah.
There's always somebody better than you at everything.
But I'm not saying Trevor Lawrence is better than Deshaun Watson. I'm not.
Well, I am, but you're not. But okay.
That part of it is actually very, very debatable.
And the question is...
It's the overall big picture, what you get with it.
The question would be to Mike Evans, why isn't Trevor Lawrence Peyton Manning? And by the way, there's the challenge for you, Mike. There's the challenge. Tell us tomorrow morning why Trevor Lawrence is going to be very good. That'll be it. I can't wait to hear Mike Evans break down why Trevor Lawrence has got to be a bust. You know, Mike,
Has he ever really put Clemson on his back, though? I mean, has he really elevated that franchise?
So he did it 1 year. He did it his freshman year.
Did he ever put Clemson on his back?
What happened the following year?
You mean, except for the three times that he led him to national championship games and actually won one his freshman year, aside from that?
Yeah. Yes, aside from that.
He got eliminated in the semis. I'm sorry. Sorry. Yeah, what a bust. What a piece of garbage. And by the way, Mike, if you're being honest, we both went to Syracuse. We saw what Clemson did and has done to our Orange for the past. It's been ugly, Tyler. It's not. Do we even have a football team? I got a bunch of other questions for you, too, by the way.
Sure. Feel free.
We'll throw those in there. Top six coming up as well. This is the Drive on the Fan.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
It's the Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbus and D-Mac.
Question. What do you got, dude? My man, Morgan. How you doing, pal?
Not too bad. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Awesome.
Great. What's up, man?
My question was just that with the idea that it's more likely than not that Vic Fangio is going to be gone next year, Peyton said that he wants.
Wait, stop. Why do you think Vic Fangio is going to be gone after next year?
Just because it hasn't been good enough. It's regressed. And also, I don't see why they pigeon-toed Peyton by forcing a coach.
Right.
I feel like if you're going to restart the staff, you should be able to pick your guys.
Right. I actually don't disagree with you because we've laughed at the one guy they hired that's going to fire Vic Fangio is George Peyton.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with you. In fact, I don't know if I think Vic would have to not only win and get in the playoffs, but win in the playoffs. I think it would take something pretty miraculous for Vic to be around for season number four. So, okay, go ahead. Keep going.
So, we'll just go on with that. If he's going to be gone, Peyton said that he wants his scouting department to be on the same page as who his coaches are, so that way they can get the right players for that coach's scheme. It just feels like this would, it's kind of a waste if you're not planning on having that coach back. So, I guess, would it make more sense to trade back and try and accumulate more draft picks for the future, knowing you might have to change coaches?
Thank you, Morgan. Good question.
And it's hard to get a top 10 pick. It really is. It's an incredibly valuable pick. I don't mind trading back if you're sitting there at 14, 15, because you're in no man's land anyways. Mm-hmm. You know, you're kind of getting the second fiddle of whatever position that you're drafting.
Right.
The best guy's already been drafted. And number nine, though, you can get the best player at a position.
Correct.
It might not be your position of choice. It might not be quarterback. It might not be whatever. But you can absolutely get the number one guy on your board at some position, right?
And this year, you could probably get the number one guy at corner, inside linebacker, and maybe even pass rusher.
Right, right. So to answer the question, no, I wouldn't trade out of number nine. I think it's a very, very valuable spot. And regardless of whether you're going quarterback or not, you're getting a premier player. Right. Premier.
Right. And we don't know where things are going to go for sure with Von Miller, for example.
If I'm sitting at 14, 15,
AJ
17, somewhere in that ballpark, absolutely. I would prefer to move back. Mm-hmm. I would. I mean, it's no man's land. Get more capital. You can always move back up after you move down, right?
Correct.
But you worked hard, man. You worked hard to be this bad to get to the number nine spot.
Wait, look what
don't
you
give
had
it up now.
Look what you had to do. I mean, you had the game with the Raiders salted away, and you had to have Melvin Gordon selfishly run out of bounds twice.
I mean, you could have beat the Titans very easily, but you chose not to.
No, it takes a lot of guts to actually do what Vic does and snatch losing out of the jaws of victory by not calling timeouts.
Uh-huh.
Mount Palumas. So when Tampa Tom.
I like this one about Mike Evans.
Oh, all right. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike Evans, I've got a winning Powerball ticket in my hand right now. It's yours. All you have to do is mortgage your house to get it. Mike Evans, nah, I'm good.
Nah, I like Lakewood's awesome.
That's a good one.
Oh, Mike.
I can't wait. I hope that Raj is all over this right now. I hope he puts together a compilation of every host at this station just dogging Mike Evans today. Yeah, perfect, perfect. I mean, wouldn't that be great? Just have a nice little montage.
Well, I don't know if Sandy and Orlando went after him, but certainly the Zoakley Show did. We did. Hopefully Nick and Cecil will. Joe Tarkin could pile on. It would be fun to have.
Oh, Cecil and Nick will do the right thing, right?
Well, Cecil and Nick... Listen, I got to give Cecil and Nick credit. They really were on the Stafford thing before anybody.
Yeah.
So props to them. The only difference I have with Cecil and Nick is they're saying get Stafford to develop Locke. I mean, that...
Oh, Locke's toast if you get Stafford.
No, I don't think he's toast. No, I think if...
He'd be your backup quarterback.
Well, that's right. He'd instantly become Brock Osweiler.
Yeah, he's your backup quarterback.
You wouldn't be getting Stafford to develop... Locke. Now, if Stafford, for whatever reason, really didn't work out or was the end of the line for him after just a couple years, I mean, that is what happened with Peyton. Peyton Manning, you'd have to make a decision on Locke because you didn't draft him in the first round. So you got to make a decision on him a year earlier. It doesn't look good for Drew. Granted, okay. But you would have an interesting possibility of, okay, now we got to make a decision. You never know.
Hey.
You never know.
I'm interested in Matt Stafford.
I wouldn't get rid of Drew Locke if you got Matthew Stafford, though. Why would you get rid of him?
Well, I wouldn't get rid of Drew Locke no matter who you get.
Me neither.
What's the point? You're not going to get much back in trade value.
Right.
So
he instantly
keep
becomes,
him around as a top-tier backup quarterback.
There you go. Agree. We're on the same page.
Yeah.
It's just that Cecil and Nick say, well, you get him to develop Drew. That's just a slight difference that I have with them. But they were on Stafford. Hey, man, full credit. They were on Stafford before anybody else. No doubt about it. So they could pile on Mike, too. That'd be fun. Wow. Jeremy, okay?
Yeah, I'm here.
What do you got?
Are you on a bike?
Okay. Okay, so here's the thing, right? Can you hear me?
Yeah, well, I mean, I can hear a lot of wind.
Like, dark out. Do you think you'd really be on a bike?
No, I'm not on a bike. Okay, so okay. The question I have for you guys is, like, how is this Lockeye any different than Jameis Winston? Jameis Winston was the number one overall pick, Heisman Trophy winner, led the league in passing in 2019, went to the Pro Bowl, and as soon as Tampa Bay got an established quarterback, they didn't bring a quarterback in to, like, train him to be whatever he is. They brought in Tom Brady, and they got rid of him.
Yeah. Well, it's a little different because Jameis Winston was out. They had exercised the fifth-year option on him. He was free agent.
You had financial reasons why you had to move on from Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
There's no financial reason why you have to move on from Drew Lock.
Zero. In fact, it actually, in the world of having a quarterback budget, which is a smart thing to do, having Drew Lock is actually great.
It's as cheap as you could possibly get for that quality of a backup quarterback. You can't sign that in free agency.
That's the difference. But thanks for the question, Jeremy. Good luck on the bike.
Yeah, right.
Top 6 coming up next.